But another interesting thing to watch is what's going on down in Washington, D.C. And last night, the Senate voted to temporarily raise the debt limit. The ball is now in the House's court, which is set to come back from the recess early next week to maybe vote on something that would finally get the debt ceiling at least resolved over the short term. So for more on this, let's bring in Yahoo Finance's Rick Newman, who has been covering this for a while. And Rick, I mean, this is all to avoid a catastrophe, which would be a default on the U.S. debt. But really what this bill does is it only temporarily raises the limit to December 3rd, which raises the question, are we just going to be having this conversation all over again in about 2 months?
Probably. I saw one analyst today describe it as Congress setting the snooze button on the debt ceiling. So they put it off for a while. But if you're Democrats in Congress or you're President Biden, it does give you some breathing room to disentangle those Democratic legislative priorities from the debt ceiling and from the need to fund the federal government, which is another thing they resolved temporarily until about early December. So this past week, Brian, we've had all four of these things, the debt ceiling, the funding deal, the bipartisan infrastructure bill, and then the much larger social welfare bill, basically all tangled up with each other. So now they've been separated a little bit. That has allowed the Democrats to set some deadlines for passing those two priority pieces of legislation, the infrastructure bill and the social welfare bill. But that is not going to be easy, and this could very well end up all tangled up together again towards the end of the year, especially as we're going in toward the end of the year. So it's going to be a mess in Washington for some time to come.
And Rick, going off of that, with the uncertainty of Biden's legislative bills, obviously a headwind here for the Biden presidency. Then we had that weaker than expected jobs number out this morning, signs of inflation, gas prices at the highest level that we have seen in years. What does all this mean for President Biden heading into the midterm elections?
Biden is in a slump that could become a prolonged slump at this point. All of these things, certainly, as you point out, Shana, they have conspired to really drive down consumer confidence. I think what ordinary people see is that at the beginning of Biden's term, it looked like he was solving problems. He had good timing. He came into office just as the vaccines were rolling out. So voters kind of gave him credit, as it seemed like vaccines were going to let us all get back to normal. Then Congress passed that big relief bill that put paychecks in everybody's pockets. But it's a totally different story right now. And that tells you how quickly things can change in terms of the national mood. So there's really not much federal relief going out anymore. The stimulus checks are over. The supplemental jobless aid is over. We now know, of course, the Delta variant has put us back into a kind of a state of semi-lockdown. Workers are staying out of the labor force. Some consumers are staying home. It's showing up in the jobs data we've been talking about today. I've seen a lot of forecasting firms slashing their forecasts for GDP growth. So we seem to be stuck in a bit of a rut here. And it's not clear we're going to get out of this rut anytime soon. Biden spoke today, and he did point out, you know, that some good news that was buried in the jobs report, the unemployment rate is back down almost to what we could consider a normal level. But we still have 7 million fewer workers than we had before the pandemic, and a lot of irritating problems that don't look like they're going to get fixed anytime soon. We should add all these supply chain disruptions and a shortage of cars and appliances to that list, too. So that's why Biden's poll numbers are down. He's now down around 45%. That's pretty bad, just 8 months or so into a president's first term.
So, Rick, we avoided it. Well, pending next week, we've avoided a U.S. default. But who won out of this short term kind of compromise here? Because we know McConnell was the one that reached out to say, I'm willing to kick the can down the road by 2 months. But at the end of the day, the ultimate political battle, which is really the size of that infrastructure bill, still remains unresolved, right?
I mean, I'd love to ask our audience this question and ask you guys the question. I think nobody won. Nobody ever wins from these stupid, pointless standoffs over whether to allow the government to pay its debts. This is always a stupid political battle, and it's not about somebody winning. It's about which party feels like they can damage the other party more. And what always happens is when you look at approval polls of Congress after we go through these, and we all know we've been through several episodes like this, total approval of Congress just goes down. I mean, of both parties, because they both look bad, because they're both playing the same game, which is trying to jockey for political advantage rather than what is good for the country, which is just get this thing over with so we can move on to real priorities and real challenges. So this is one of the things that puts voters in a foul mood. That is showing up in depressed consumer confidence. And I'm with them. It puts me in a foul mood. I don't know about you guys, but I just feel like they're wasting everybody's time as they go through these stupid battles.
And Rick, the best part is that we get to do this all over again in 2 months. So we'll have this whole conversation. Thanks again.
We can just run a replay of this segment, probably.
Yeah, we just run the tape back.
Then
yeah,
maybe we'll be even more angry by then.
Yeah, we'll just up the volume up for the same tape that we'll play over again. We'll talk to our producer Nick to see if we can make that happen.
I'll break some glass in the background, maybe. How's that?
All right, get out of here, Rick. We'll talk to you soon.